We got more industrial action. Resident doctors look to strike next month. They've rejected a pay claim, some of which allegedly involves a pay cut. Now, the former chair of Health New Zealand, Rob Campbell's back with us. Rob, morning to you.
Morning, Mike. I'm
not sure if you're still in touch with this, but I mean, does anyone offer anyone a pay cut these days? Why would they be doing that? This can't be real.
Well, I think it's a bit hard to tell from outside. I do have some knowledge of this, Mike, but this is, to some extent, just the normal theatre these days of public sector collective bargaining.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't get too excited about it at this point. But there are two things I think that the public needs to understand about this. One is that it's very poor management to get to a point where there are such a wide range of issues still outstanding after bargaining for quite some time. And that's probably one disturbing thing, but again, not that unusual. But also, what it reflects is, I think, the continuing deep unease amongst staff in the sector as to who is really on their side. So there's always some theatre behind the specifics of this. And what's happened in the sector is that the people who work in the sector have feel increasingly disaffected and unheard. And so you find these kind of events are going to occur more and more.
How much of it's feeling disaffected and unheard for really genuine reasons versus disaffected and unheard because they want more money and don't we all?
Yeah, very few people don't want any more money, but very few people will have gone into this profession and be at the point of being resident doctors for the money. That's not the main motivation of these people. So I think it's more about working conditions, about their prospects, about the pressures that they're under. Money's part of it, but it's much more an expression of a deeper disaffection. And frankly, I agree with them because the problems that the health sector faces can't be solved simply from above. They can only be solved with the active involvement of the people working in the sector. And that's one of the things that's gone missing in this whole reform process.
Indeed. Is there too much red tape, too much management in general?
Well, there's not good enough management. I think we talk too much about too much or too little. We should talk more about the quality of the management of these things. And it's not good management to have these issues being thrashed out now in public with threats of strike, all that sort of thing. That won't help a solution to these issues at all.
Is there any public health service in the world that we could look at and go, actually, that works well, so you can do it? Or is just public health a problem?
It's extremely contentious just about everywhere in the world that I'm aware of. And what's happening in many of these jurisdictions is the same. People are aging, costs are increasing significantly. There's an active competition between private interests and public need going on. And so, no, the issues are pretty common around the world. There's nothing particularly unique about New Zealand health sector.
You would like to think they sort this before it actually gets to the strike, given they're not going until May.
Yeah, absolutely. And as I say, to some extent, that strike threat is part of the normal theatre of public sector collective bargaining these days. So I don't think that's the point for anybody to focus on, either the people directly involved or the public. We should be focusing on why it is that we seem to be unable to have people working together constructively when there's such an obvious public need for that to happen.
Well articulated. Appreciate your time as always. Rob Campbell, who's the former Health New Zealand chair with us.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.